I first met Bill in an impromptu job interview at the MLA in Chicago. I didn't know how lucky I was at the time to meet him, but it didn't take me long to figure it out. And when we arrived in Galesburg, midsummer 1968, the first thing we did was dial 343-8825. It's a number I've dialed many times, and in fact, when I've been off somewhere and wanted to call home, I often dial that number. Bill or Sid would answer, and I'd say, oops, wrong number. But when I think about it now, maybe it wasn't the wrong number. Jenny and I and our children had supper with the Bradys that first night in Galesburg, and on many other nights, and I'm happy to say that they had supper with us on many nights. And when Bill and Sid moved into an apartment on Seminary Street, we moved in next door to them. And we've even bought a burial plot next to their burial plot in Hope Cemetery. In an undergraduate paper I wrote at the University of Michigan 45 years ago, I said the following about Falstaff. Characters like Falstaff are as rare in literature as they are in life. Falstaff is a great guy, witty, intelligent, a master of language, a fantastic punster. He is not only witty and humorous in himself, he is the source of wit and humor in others. He mocks the pretenses of the rest of the world to be virtuous. Whenever he comes on stage, the audience is delighted. And whenever he leaves, the audience is sorry to see him go. I didn't know it at the time, but I could have been writing about Bill Brady. And maybe I was, because Bill has always filled an important niche in my imagination. He was not a ne'er-do-well himself, but he had all the charm that we associate with ne'er-do-wells. In The Italian Lover, I described the funeral of one such character, Bruno Bruni, who really is a ne'er-do-well. The funeral takes place up in Settignano, a little town on a hill overlooking Florence, a place that Jenny and I once visited with the Bradys. Margot, my protagonist, wonders what the priest could possibly say about this man. She's surprised to learn that the priest was Bruno Bruni's brother, and this is what he says. And if he didn't have Bill Brady in mind, I certainly did. What he said was this: "My brother was a man who loved life. He was always happy. Everyone loved him. When you were with him, you were happy too. It was a gift from God, this happiness, a sign that God wants us to be happy. When he came into a room, everyone was glad. The party was a success. All awkwardness, all reserve would disappear. People would begin to open their hearts to each other in his presence. When we were boys..." And the priest goes on to reminisce about their childhood in Settignano, how they had climbed the cave walls in Maiano and found an underground passage.